that for the deer my own welfare would be destroyed. I should certainly raise, protect, gratify, and fondle it when it has taken shelter with me. How can I neglect it? Even though the deer is disturbing my spiritual life, I realize that a helpless person who has taken shelter cannot be neglected. That would be a great fault. When a person is advanced spiritual consciousness, or Krishna consciousness, he naturally becomes very sympathetic to all living entities suffering in the material world. Naturally, such an advanced person thinks of the suffering of the people in general. However, if one does not know the material suffering of fallen souls and becomes sympathetic because of bodily comfort, as in the case of Bharata Maharaj, such sympathy or compassion is the cause of one's downfall. You listening? If one is actually sympathetic to fallen, suffering humanity, and he should try to elevate people from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. As far as the deer was concerned, Bharata Maharaj became very sympathetic, but he forgot that it was impossible for him to elevate the deer to spiritual consciousness. Because, after all, the deer is but an animal. It has very dangerous for Bharata Maharaj to sacrifice all his regular principles simply to take care of an animal. This principle enunciated in Bhagavad Gita should be followed. Yamhina tatayantete purusham purusharshara. As far as the material body is concerned, we cannot do anything for anyone. However, by the grace of Krishna, we may raise the person to spiritual consciousness if we ourselves follow the rules and regulations. If we give up our own spiritual activities and simply become concerned with the bodily comforts of others, we will fall into a dangerous position. So, as you all know the stories from the Bhagavatam, the story of Bharata Maharaj, he was very devotee, and also at the same time, and like it mentioned here, he fell for a deer, became a master deer, and even so that he sacrificed his own spiritual life to protect the deer. And Prabhupada mentioned before that naturally a good person, he is very compassionate and sympathetic towards a vulnerable a person or animal, particularly in the case here, a deer. A deer is a very small, very cunning, very beautiful looking, so sometimes and they help us, you become, compassionate. Take the deer because the deer lost her mother. So, similarly, we see today in the society, in the world, and people are compassionate. The RSPCA in Australia, they protect animals. That would be good, but at the same time, Robert mentioned should also not neglect the spiritual life. You can, if it mentioned that one should practice spiritual life himself, and then you can also make others Krishna conscious. That's the system. Whomever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. The real compassion is not on the bodily platform. Real compassion is to give one Krishna consciousness. Because they have to see their future, what they will be in the next life. So, if you just show some compassion in this life, for example, we have been food for life every day. It's a charity, actually, charity work.
We're not going to give out everybody money, waiting food. But this is spiritual because we are offering the food to Krishna. So they get the benefit of that they're getting the food that's taken away their hunger. At the same time, they get the prasadam of Krishna, spiritual food, sanctified prasadam. So it's simply based on one's compassion to take care of someone is not enough. He has to have to keep them spiritual life. Like for example, Maharaj has a dog. This dog, there is some dog that everybody has, cat and dog, and like this. But this dog is very Tila, Kuntimala, Kazanarayanam. So there's spiritual compassion. And I guess they also take the shadow. And I remember that dog in Nigoldan, and the dog passed away one day in front of a temple. And full of blood from the heat because he had too many blood on us. Prasadam. So he had a heart attack. And the dog went missing one time for a couple of days. And so everybody is wondering where the dog went. The dog went to the local town, Tadam, to jail the dog. Like it's a nasty dog now. So we all went, all the people we went to show the dog and went back. She doesn't want me. We belong at the farm with the devotees. So, we show our compassion, but our compassion should be based on spiritual understanding, not just looking after someone like Mother Teresa. She was very famous in India. She came from somewhere in Europe, and she used to give food to the poor people. And shouted them in Calcutta. But she was eating hamburgers and stuff like that, and meat. So here we are, we're showing compassion at the same time we are eating animals. So how does it work? Compassion means it starts with you. What are you putting in your mouth? And people say, we're vegetarian. Because that's not enough. Because monkeys also vegetarian. Cows also vegetarian. They're only eating grass. So vegetarian is not enough. You need to become Krishna devotee. Offer the food to Krishna, then spiritual food. Not only that, the plants, they become spiritual. The fruits we take from the tree is offering that food to Krishna. So that tree becomes spiritual. So it's so much more. When you offer to Krishna, Krishna has the power to sanctify the animal. He has the power to take the karma away. We don't have the power to take the karma away. We can eat some food, but we're hungry again, isn't it? Sometimes we're like, I'm not going to eat anything. I had too much food yesterday, too much food. Like today. That's why I feel so light. Yesterday I ate a little bit. I feel fantastic. So eat, and you're up to an egg. Like, that's in the beginning. After 40 years of sleep eating, we're going to end up suffering. So, compassion starts with yourself. You have to be healthy, materially and spiritually. Everything has a line. How much you take in, how much you accept. And another thing is, we need to always make sure that we are doing things for Krishna, for the pleasure of all God, for the pleasure of Krishna. Sometimes in the name of Krishna, it becomes us the center of everything. Oh, I am this, I'm that. I'm the best you can do in the world. Maybe I am, but you know, we should not boast outside. You know, it's all blessing, no? Isn't it? If you like it, then I'm happy. I don't have to tell myself that. The idea is to please Krishna. In other words, a devotee, sannyasi, he was leading the Guru Puja, and everyone told him, he's not the Guru Puja. I'm leading. Prabhupada said to me, he's leading me. Because he had a very bad voice. Nobody liked him. He was not. He needs someone very sweet, you know, like saying Prabhupada should be very enthusiastic, good voice. But he didn't have a good voice, but he had a lot of devotion. So everything should be based on spiritual consciousness. So if you like someone, it's not based on your liking only, because they are good looking, or they are whatever it is. It can become very mundane. If we want to talk with someone and have a friendship, You are the friends. I'm a devotee of my life. I don't have any friends as a devotee. And if I don't make friends with you, who am I going to make friends with? Isn't it? But somewhere, I'll probably do it too much. I came here in another temple, and everybody said, I go. And 50 times a day. They really love each other so much. So that's okay, the love of the devotees. But everything has a limit. Like, you know when you're making a mistake. We all know underneath when there's a draw line. When you draw the line, how much you like someone, that how much, when is it material? So spiritual love is Krishna in the center. Like some mother is here, this is between our son. He's going to have the thing. I said, oh, can I make this party for you? Yeah. But I'm really good, I'm making it up every day. And so this is what he means. So he is making this party. He is really serving. And so I said, I'm waiting. And this went on for months. And then she caught up with me in the temple. Please, okay, sure. And then, so sometimes we take some service from a devotee just to please them in mood of serving Krishna. That you're going to encourage them to serve Krishna. You're doing this to bring them closer to Krishna. Not too much. So that's what I mean when I say draw the line. Not like you become so attached that you can't live without the spice from the knowledge. Then everybody knows that's too much. You know what I mean? So you have to know when to stop, when to encourage them. Everything in Krishna consciousness is there for us to make spiritual advancement. So, if you have a dog or a cat, and many devotees have a dog, many devotees have a cat, like that. You know, they deal up on the cat and looking well, they may have any application, we don't know. So, Krishna is known as Govinda. He is the lover of the cows. Not only that, he is the lover of all animals. Very huge. Sridhar is mentioned here, this word Sri. He's a friend. Sridhar Krishna said, I'm the friend of all ladies. You think, I have this friend, I take care of one dog, I care. But Krishna said, take care of all the ladies. So they said, you adopt the dog. We need to adopt ourselves. I used to do sign of them, collect money. So here's $20, here's $50, like this. And they said, this is not for the Hare Krishna, this is for you. They think I'm starving. So we were looking for Krishna. So, when we take care of the devotees, that is our duty. We need to take care of each other. Sometimes people say, hey. When they say this, there's meaning. Or like Mataji says to Prabhu, we need to take care of each other. He can go beyond it. So, you know, we need to take care of each other, but take care of each other means we need to develop our own Krishna consciousness. Okay? So it's not that it becomes one main thing. We take care of Krishna, everything goes in place. Are we here in this temple to attract Krishna or to attract someone else? Tell yourself, I'm here today. Even if no one here, I'm still dancing, saying like loudly. I'm not getting any reputation. Because I'm looking for Krishna. Sometimes we go on books, we work all day. And haven't done anything. He even drank a cracker. Not even one myself. And oh Krishna, I care a lot. I attended all my rounds. And I was here for the Mangalarati. I can't do some good for something with me. I must be Maya. Please help me. And practically half a day is gone, more than half a day, I haven't sold anything. And so you start to become very frustrated. So, I'm telling myself, one day I was doing Sankirtan, whole day I didn't sell anything. I was like so frustrated. And so there was one shop, I thought, I'll just go there. Just before I went in the car to go back to temple, I think I'll just go there. Just there in Sankirtan Surya. And so other lady said, oh, just wait, I will see you afterward. So she was serving. And then whatever I was selling, she bought $600 worth.
Yeah.
I went to the temple and the temple president was so happy with me. I said, wow. So my point is, don't give up. Surrender to Krishna. Don't think of the result. It will come. So Krishna says in front of the day. At the end of the day, he saw this guy. He worked all day and now I'm going to reward him. Sometimes all day you wake up in the morning and someone says something to you and then you're almost and moody and you meet somebody they didn't invite at the temple and the first person you see is that person and it's just like one after that you cut your hand, you sleep in the kitchen and you wear the kitchen shoe and someone tells you something and you just go on all day. It's just like people are telling you off. You know, it takes challenges to Krishna consciousness. So hard. So, at the end of the day, you know, Krishna rewards you, something happens. And you feel a big realization comes to you. You feel, wow, it was such a nice day. They start off very full of difficulty, but at the end of the day, you go away so happy. Like just like that, sankirtan. So every day is like that for a yogi. Don't think that one day is going to be easy. Every day is going to be tough. And it's very worse, this is how you know. You know, we don't elect you to be the worry. Krishna knows us. About me, you know, vote for us. Never know what's happening. But Krishna knows us our heart. Krishna knows us. So, what about God? I'm behind the door, I can go on your right. Krishna is not watching. Krishna is sitting in our heart. He's watching us. Everything we do. The best time is when you work hard. We work so hard for Krishna. That gives you that pleasure. That happiness comes from chanting Hare Krishna. That happiness comes from surrender. Just like we did this kirtan. You know, there's no time for you to gather energy. You're just full on. So full on dancing, you don't have time to be my heart. You see? You gotta be that mood. You want to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go to China, I'm gonna take, you know, I'm gonna do this. There's not a lot of work to do Krishna conscious. It's actually not. Like I said, your surrender is just fantastic. You all, like most of us from India, some of you are in front of the swimming. So, I love swimming. And if you go to this, beach here, it's like a swimming pool, nothing moving. The water is so flat. I like going to the beach, like waves for me. You catch waves and you ride on it. It's a fantastic feeling. But sometimes the wave comes. Like, oh, that's so dark. And you're just underneath of it. And you go, oh my God, you have to move to protect yourself. You jump behind it. And then you're behind it. So the mind comes. And you go, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Why not? You're smashed. Tears from your eyes, falling away, turns to rain, or send meditation, not Krishna. So, when you have compassion, you have to know the compassion is a genuine compassion. You go to Sankirtan and you see so many things happen, it's a miracle. We go to Marina, if you all know those who go to Marina, sometimes it's so difficult. And people are, in our time, the 80s, people will throw stuff at us, like eggs. They spit on us. They are eating our kids and they talk. Like that. Yeah. I can tell you. Yeah. We like dogs, but they're telling us dogs. I don't want to be dogs. Because they don't bite at you. Only the demons. So, it's so much hardship. We go right now, we had one devotee, he dress up. As a, like a suit, you know, like a normal casual dress. He was a martial art, to protect us
from the harm of.
We are so free, we just go harm every time. And every time we harm harm, all of a sudden somebody's throwing eggs on you and stuff from the building. And so nowadays people like us, like they do. So it's exactly. So when you go out and think like everyone is looking this way, that way, scratching here, oh, you know, I don't like this child, you know, I'm so tired. I wish I was home and eat paratha and mother's making mangalasi and dosa. Like this, you're thinking, maybe you know, I'm not under air conditioning, you know, sleeping on the sofa, I wish I was good time. Here I'm in the street, people are like us, and this guy is singing, that's a good voice, and he's sort of, he's himself is so tired, he looks at the building, stuff like that. So, if you get up and enter by phone, Sri Krishna consciousness. So when you think about compassion, like an animal, you have to become like an animal, like on four legs. I want to pay wishes to the deity. Boom! You pay wishes like a banana tree. I mean, when Michael, when they have a festival, they dismantle all the stuff, the decoration, the nature. So I was having a lot of fun. I took a banana tree, throw it on the ground, and stuff makes a lot of noise. The leather of Mars, he was the manager. This is way back in the 70s. And he grew me upstairs and he says, hey, hey man, what's that? Yeah. I was like his age. And then I thought, this is not nice. These guys are all not very nice people. And it's not very nice people. And way kids like to play. So then years later, like 20 years later, he says, I'm very sorry that I'm so sorry to you. 20 years later. Then I said to him, how can you read it? He said, I can't. Because someone who is always sliding and beating around, and this is another guy, if you're in India, he is Shadavish, in India, he always sliding around stuff. And he always did what this is in his mother is, and that's not very nice. And then, when he became a devotee, he was supposed to have compassion. So he's sliding people around. And I thought, this is not very nice. And another time, that was from Mars, he called all of the boys. This kid's like 5 years old and after 10 years old. He called us in the room and he was smacking with a stick. Yeah. Here and here. Depending on the punishment and like how serious offense. So I was the leader of the I instigated the problem. So everyone coming out, all crying, they had bombs in their hand. Then it was my turn. So I'm thinking, I had a plan, so I thought, if they beat me up, I'm going to do it again. You know, I'm going to make it worse. You know, rebellion. So then, Jagatkumar, he knew, this guy is going to be worse. He's going to... So he was beating the side of the wall with a stick. And he was crying. Like, the boys outside thinking he's, you know, they beat him so bad. He's a leader, so he's getting really bad, bad to beat him. So then he knew the technique. If you preach to everybody nicely, they will be good. But if you beat someone, maybe it's good for them. But someone who's going to be rebellious, you can't beat them. If you preach to them. So there is a different way of making people become conscious. You see? So, here, everything is based on Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, you can say, why are these stories about the Prabhupada? He felt very compassionate towards the deer. Because Prabhupada says he is very easily, he's very sympathetic like that. He's very compassionate. Sometimes we like everyone except yourself or someone near you. You have to love everyone, especially with yourself, with your own family. Someone that comes to the temple, you're very nice to them. And then you're not nice to the temple devotees. Yeah, be nice to everyone. Everyone that you're working with, make friends with. Isn't it? So, Krishna consciousness is full of understanding. Extension of love is not just love, but it's a love Krishna. It means you really need to understand who Krishna is, his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we love Krishna based on knowledge. In fact, when I see Krishna, I don't see. It's just that if people saw Krishna, they don't know who Krishna is. They thought it's just a stone and a statue. But if you hear about Krishna from the Bhagavad, you know who Krishna is. So Ram Divan, I meant to hear from the ear, then understand. It's based on knowledge. It's not based on body conception. Oh, I like it. What that means. Of course, we have to understand what it actually means. What does that mean? There's the lip service. We have to do service. Service and hard work. So the Prabhupada, when Indian people would come, Prabhupada, Swamiji, I came to rest him. One guy was like, oh, Swamiji. I said, no, please rest him, please. Hey, Bobby, didn't make anything. And then Prabhupada said, do you really want my blessing? Yeah, yes, Swamiji, yes. So then Prabhupada said, are you ready to live on the side of the street, have no possession, nothing, like so dependent on God for healing, like a beggar? I'll see you later. Come back later for your blessing. Tell us something. So if you want to really blessing from Krishna, if you really love Krishna, you have to not just ask for the people here, everybody's coming to me, can you bless me? I said, go to Radha Bhagavan. They have the blessing. Do go to the kitchen, have the blessing. Go to Harinam, go to Sankirtan, they should go. Associate with the blessing. That's the blessing. I can bless you. The blessing, you have to deserve the blessing. It's up to you. So Srila Prabhupada's mercy is always there for us, if we want it. So love is not based on body concession. Thinking, oh, we are. The love is universal love, pure devotion. Devotional service is beyond love. Bhakti. What would he say? I worship Krishna, I worship Govinda, I worship Prabhupada. When I say I love you, when I say I worship you, it's beyond the love. You cannot, when we say I love you, that's only external. Because when I say I worship you, well, that's what I want. Ardi, Kajasvi, Nirvana, Krishna, Prabhupada. That worship is beyond love. It's pure love. So you have to achieve that kind of love for Krishna. Otherwise, it becomes very mundane. Oh, you know, creeping in the law, or creeping in the town, you carry the damn thing across the road. They're pulling on you and stuff, and you carry it. When I was in the classroom, he said he hated that. He saw the people carrying the dog across the road and he goes. But he said the body dog was sick. And then, you know, he fit the knee and it's just not really compassionate. You can, you know, we see all the pigeons here. You know, this is probably going to be part of the rice and sort them. And they need to push on. But keep them in a way, in an area where they are not making that in the jungle area. See? Yeah, I do the same thing. They said, you know, they had this bucket. You shake the bucket and people throw coins. They said, here, you took a whole bunch of coins through this. This is for you. And you feed yourself going through this one. Then you get a cut. Thank you, then you get a cut. So, Krishna's taking care of us. We don't have to worry. Krishna taking care of all the living entities. Who is that? He used to kill all the animals, leave them to die.
Migari.
And he used to have killed animals, leave them to die. And so everybody knew this person is very dangerous. So they're all avoiding. He lived in the forest. So one day Narada came and we Hare Krishna, Krishna. Some said, Narayan. And he came. And he saw this stop. The Hare Krishna, stop. He said, chant Hare Krishna. He couldn't chant Hare Krishna. He made it so simple. He said, do you know if this is killing all this animal that he had been suffering in his life? He said, look, I don't believe that. But he not only had this power, so he did this. Can you hear me? Yeah, so, with his mystic power, all the animals that he killed, they all tortured him in his next life. They tortured him. And he saw that. He said, wow. What should I do? What should I do? He said, but I have to do all this for my family. I have to kill animals and make money for my family. He said, but your family, your wife and your children, they're not going to take your karma. He said, no, they will, because I'm providing food and take care of them. He said, go and ask them. So he said, you wait here, don't go away. So he went and asked his wife, I'm taking care of you, I'm providing for you, will you take karma for me? He said, oh, I know you take care of me and everything, but karma, I cannot take. That is your business. So then he went to his son and said, I'm taking care of you, will you take some of my karma? He said, oh, I cannot. You take care of us, that's okay, but karma is your business. He said, no, I want to share the karma. So he came running back to Narada, oh, Swamiji, please, they don't want to take karma. What should I do? He said, throw your bows. You know, that means all the four principles, no meeting, no intoxication, no gambling, no religious sex. Like this guy in Calcutta, he was living in the culture. He said, you can give up and become a devotee, chant Hare Krishna, have a good life. He said, no, I cannot. He said, why not? He said, I need to have my BE. You know, BE? A cigarette. Isn't that a cigarette? Homemade. Just because he is attached to his BE cigarette. Yeah. He could have such a good life here in Pushar, living in Padeshi building. He can have a one room, AC, air condition, AC or AC. No? In India they say like that. Yeah. So it's good, but because they're so attached to his then giving, he couldn't give up. So what am I saying? So he said, you need to give up. Follow this principle. So you have to throw your bow. And chant Ram. And have to go sit down and chant Ram. So he couldn't pronounce the Ram. He's a Mara, great mango tree, Mara Angach. He's actually Mara Angach. And Mara Ram. So he said, he chant Ram and this whole sit down. And then, so people in the village, they heard this guy, he was a dacoit. He used to kill people and make wounda. And now he's become a sadhu, a Vaishnava, a saint. And let's bring Kamalika Bose, bring rice, chapati, whatever. They bring a bags, like they bring him milk, you know, for coals and wool, or they bring him all the way from overseas. He had big stacks of food. So much rice, so much money, he didn't know what to do. So he came and saw our Krishna devotees who started to put life over. Then one day, Narada Muni was coming. Narada Muni doesn't just walk like us. He flies. So he was flying out in the sky. Not like that, much better than that. And he had his friend behind him. So he saw Narada Muni coming. And when the guru comes, you need to have a garland ready, jitan, you know, a lot of things. Then the clean, cigarette ashram, you know, the guru's coming, you didn't come. And there's no email message. So he just suddenly comes. And he was almost in ecstasy. Guru's coming, Guru Maharaj is coming. Like all these Maharaj comes, everyone is excited. like our time, God always come. So he was running, and on the way, there was ants. She was jumping, jumping. Because of ants, she didn't want to hurt the ant. Sometimes we have just beaches and different things. People, widows, they come and they go around there. So then ants. So he was jumping. So hey, the guard and his friends said, hey, that one, hey, why is your disciple like that? Otto, you know, jumping, so they were wasting nicely. He's jumping like a monkey. So then when they came down, they said, can I ask you something? Why were you jumping like a living and jumping? He said, because I didn't want to hurt the ants. So I had to avoid the ants and I had to go around it. So it was kind of difficult, so I had to jump over it. Then they understood, you can throw safety before escaping the animals. Then he became the most compassionate. Not even an ant. So a devotee knows we don't want to hurt an ant. Everybody has a life. Anything that moves has a life. You don't have the authority to take their life away. Especially you. So let them move. Sometimes the ants will come, you put a finger there, they go around. Sometimes I'm walking, I see the man on the cheek, take a leaf, another cheek. It hurts them. Leave it alone. That's the extent of your compassion. He says something to someone, hey, Prabhu. And he goes, you know this. And then you think more than anyone, he's about to say this to me. I know you. So if he says something to me, I will dwell on it. I call him a friend, he said, they said this to me. They said, I don't know if I get on a mental level. See, if you call someone that is going to be very nice to you, sympathetic, someone's going to preach to you, not talk. I always call someone to preach to you. So we have to be careful what we say to people, how we behave, how we interact. That you swear. So it's not good. We have to be nice to each other, we have to be nice to yourself, you have to be nice to the animals. Maybe in the next life you become an animal, they are you. Who knows? Karma comes back. I remember I should say something. It is a good example. I remember in my home, as when you were small kids, you weren't always, not everybody. I always like to revenge. I always like to take revenge. So in India, electricity is always going off. I don't know about now before. In our time, the 70s, electricity, boom, pitch dark in the temple. And then they have a generator for a long time, no light. So they just put it, they had this hijack. Know that light? Yeah, kerosene. And then the light takes time. They find the thing. So they have a generator. So electricity went, so I knew electricity was going to go off in the middle of the time. So I was standing next to someone I didn't like. So the electricity went, pitch dark. So I took my feet and smashed him in the feet. And then I moved away somewhere else. So the light came back, but we know we did the thing back. So the next day I was walking, and suddenly I hit my big toe on a rock. And it was bleeding on it, and it was so painful. And I had to go to the doctor. I had pain for a month. Then I knew this is karma. So we have to be compassionate, we have to be nice to people. If you think, I got away with it, Krishna will get back at you. The living gods will get back. That will be missed. You think, oh, this problem, you know, this will happen. Don't worry about leaving it. Krishna will take care of it. Because Krishna loves you. You don't need to take revenge. Every time someone hurts me, because it's between us and people who are watching. Just watch. Huh? Every time someone hurts me, they get some harm. If they're not fair. I remember Vrindavan. This is for you. In Vrindavan, this guy said to me, you're not seeing me anymore. So I prayed to him. You know, he just called me singing, how many times. I'm just saying for you. Like, leave people. Not to sing, lead. So he was a devotee. He didn't live, he ran out of visa. He had to go back to India. I tried to push him all around, but thank you. But it's not like that. Krishna knows it. So I had Brahma initiation. Everybody said, you become Shakti, you have a lot of power now. You can use your power to curse others. But I got promised at the age of 11, I think I was pretty innocent. So I heard from the Bhagavatam that you shouldn't curse anyone. It's like a Shringi, the story. But I said, I don't know if I have power or not. Because just got promised, I'm only young woman. I want to see the mantra works. So, I had all of my friends as a witness if I'm having Shakti or not. My friends were actually an accident, so this is very initiated, second initiated for Prabhupada. So then I, so they said you have to take the thread around your thumb and make the curse and you have to break the thread. In those days the thread was like a dirty, like a rope. It's not easy to break. They gave them a little bit of big. They said this is for the foreigners. This thread was very thick. And it very big, it went on because you hang keys on it. And hang keys at the end of the brown thread. And big, fat thread. They tried to break the thread and curse. Not possible. But we tried it anyway, but our problem got all changed. So he said, after 10 days, this person is so happy. Not dead, but at least he should get hurt. And he did. It did happen. But don't try this offensive. And he loses your power. So my point is, devotees have the power to make others good. So we have to be compassionate. We have to be friendly. We have to be nice. Sometimes we don't like it, but accept it as the mercy of Krishna. Say, ah, Mahaprasada. You know what Prasada means? Mercy. Not in the form of Prasada. The form also, different forms of mercy. So, when someone says something to you, don't run away, oh, they're not nice. No, you see that Krishna's chastising you through that devotee. You have to know the techniques of Krishna consciousness. This place is not only just come here, pat your belly, and then go away. Even if it's nothing is working, everything is terrible, then you are here to love Krishna. You are here to love Prabhupada. That should be the attitude of the world. It's not your own comfort. I heard some devotees are living in what we call Queensland, which is too cold here. Too cold. So they're all harmful here. So Prabhupada went to New York. And he woke up in the morning, he said everything is white. He said all the buildings are painted white. He's all snow, so cold from the snow. So Prabhupada went to Krishna consciousness in Europe in the freezing cold. Yeah, Prabhupada never saw, we are from India, we don't know what snow is. First time I saw snow was, wow, when it does many, on Mount Washington. I was like, wow, snow. I like rolling in the ground. And eating it. So cold. And I had bottles like this, filling up the water like that. It's like fresh water. Wow, this is fantastic. And so, if you try to live in the cold, it's not very comfortable. So cold. So you go to Queensland. Wherever I go, they're standing here in the cold. They don't run in Queensland. So you're thinking for yourself, I want to go where it's going to be very, very, very nice and very good feeling for me. No, we are here for Krishna, not comfort. Any circumstances, we are willing to serve Krishna. Hard or cold, any circumstances. We go to Arjuna, no matter what. I don't like this guy. I don't like, the Nepal guy. Every time he's there, he smiles, every time with the books, putting in the face. I don't want to see her. That girl. No, this is not the end. You have the attitude. Do not be sweet. We don't people standing on me.
Hey, you!
And the grand doesn't say it. They accept it. It's easy for me to say it, but I am always offended. That's why I'm saying it, because I myself are offended. So you step on me, walk on my head, give me a good punch, say, thank you. Imagine that attitude. Maybe you choose, oh, this guy is soft, I want to punch. Go punch on somebody that they punch you back. So we need to see Krishna consciousness in a very deeper way. So we love animals, love cat, dog, we love all human beings, universal love, isn't it? You know, those people in America, they were worse than dogs. They were different animals. They come three parts of a shoe, two-legged animals, two and a half, probably to say, this is polished animals. Nice green peas, two and a half. A British. And in India, key. This is, you know, polished animals. The devotees were to come to program, very humble. And we see so many Vaishnavas, very, very. So Krishna protects his devotees. So when you talk about love, when you talk about compassion, when you talk about, you know, sympathy, it has to go very deep. Otherwise, the RSPC, and they take care of animals, isn't it? But they go home, you know, they give Bhagavatam class, they have professional Bhagavatam speaker in the university. They talk about the conjugal love affair between Radha and Krishna, and the gopis. And then when class is over, you know, they haven't understood that it's professional. So we didn't keep coming there. Professional singers. Bhajan. We have to understand I'm doing this for Krishna. I'm the center of everything. So, this Bharata Maharaj, he was a great king, but he fell for this deer. But so much so, he became a master. Even at the time of death, he was thinking of the deer. Next time you become a deer, so be careful. Oh, I love those cute pigeon. He kept thinking of the pigeon, but not too. You know, those are really peaceful at night, and then you dream of pigeon at night, or you dream of your Buddha, you dream of your pet. You dream of Krishna. You know, when Dhruva was getting the airplane, he was thinking, so where's my mother? She was already there in front of him. Then that was your mother. So we don't need to worry. So many things. We need to be worried about our Krishna consciousness. Rest, Krishna will take care. The Goswamis, they were so absorbed in Krishna. They even forget to eat and sleep. And go to the bathroom, forget it, because they hardly ate. They didn't have to go to the bathroom. So we have to do like that. I don't know how to get out of the morning. What am I going to eat today? First thing in the morning, I'm going to have for breakfast. So if you put yourself in the soul of Krishna, they're always thinking of Krishna. They don't have time for mind. Let me finish this one. This Swaksvami, Swaksvami. He told me personally, he said, I don't eat breakfast till I finish my 16 hours. I told him, I don't finish 16 hours, but if you attend the program, you can finish all your lunch. So he kind of takes a bow. I'm going to chant my arms nicely. I'm going to be today. These are good things. It takes a bow. How long are we going to live here? Isn't it? It's something that we have to do. Leave behind. You can't enjoy it forever. Right? How much can you eat? How many people can you eat? Tell me. What? And how old are you? 10. I was only around that age, maybe 12 or 14, and I ate 70 goodies. 70 goodies. 2 goodies one time. Starving. Good contest. And this thing is broken, it's bleeding, sweet origin. So that's like a Rakshasa, I think.
And we need to not respect the Rakshasa.
You know, they take grain and rice before they eat. That grain is for the soul. They throw it in the back of the throat. They don't even chew it. And then they watch, and then they sit nicely, eat a little bit, and they hear it, okay, no talking. And then they put water around the plate, and the mantra, and then they eat a little bit. The food doesn't even go beyond their knuckles, first knuckles. So clean, they sit in the lotus. I observed the Ramas. I was thinking, oh, gosh, it's so boring. I want to go and eat the Ishmael boys. Because they have a lot of fun. They'll be in the army, they're all over it. Mangoes all over the shirt. Like Sumo Krishna. So much more fun. We are rolling in the honey. In Krishna Balaram movie, they still have the honey tied up in a tree. And Balaram prepared it. They have honey in a deep pot. They hang it in a tree. Boys tied their rope around their eyes so they couldn't see. We had a heat pot, so all the honey come down. And these lota with me, lota? Big lota. So the honey come down at the time, but they go all over the ground, so we're all rolling in the honey, all over our body. So this is, then I had the honey for months inside my trunk, where every day we have to have the other honey. So if you're ready for very, very, very long. He goes away from that. Very. Anyway, my point is, we have to be respectful, we have to be humble. And then, when we are advanced devotees, that's different. But we need to follow the rules of regulation very strictly, from the beginning. And Prabhupada said, all of you need to surrender to Krishna 100%. Inherently, 100%. Then you saw everybody's faces. You know, there's a child on the ground. And how we get away from that, we became a little busy. And Prabhupada said, after some time, he saw everyone's soul. And he said, okay, 80%. And they said, Jai Shri Prabhupada. And then and Prabhupada said, 80%, very good. Really. Everybody is still a little bit not convinced yet. So they're looking down like this, showing the depression. Then Prabhupada said, 70%! Every time, Prabhupada! He made a concession. You can have a dog at home, it's okay. 70%. It means, 70% means 100%. But you need to follow. Prabhupada said, if you follow, no eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, chanting 6 hours a day. Only these things can bring you back to my head. That's all. Namaskar. Yeah. So food, just food, so easy. But it's still very difficult. Chanting 6 hours, so many issues. We send it up here, everyone meditation. Hare Krishna. Last one travel before the cross. Start again. So how much we love Krishna? We have even given up the ignorance. We are influenced by ignorance when you are chanting Krishna's name. That you love so much. Where is your love? You love someone and then you are falling asleep on them. What do they think of you? Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, where are you? Why are you under the tree? Are you under the hill? This is the Goswami said. Hey Prasad, hey Prasadhi, hey Nandashuna, and we are falling on the holy name. You know what I mean? So the wrong way to go. So think about these things. So love Krishna, love the devotees is the first step. Loving people around you. Loving your family, He loved everyone. He said, he loved Krishna. Some say he loved Krishna, but he didn't love everyone else.
Yes.
He hated everyone. That's not like that. You have to love the Vaishnavas to love Krishna. By the mercy of Vaishnavas, you can love Krishna. I didn't even know Krishna. I know you. It's like I said, if I'm in this temple, I'm only here because I love you. All of you, if you're not nice to me, I'll go and find someone else. I'm going to harm you all. So it's very important that we develop this compassion for each other. When I heard it once, got into a fight. I'm swinging the hand around. This man is really good for that. If they fall on the ground, they won't drop. They didn't break because they don't play around. That's what they made in America in the early days, to have these attackers. So they were shooting the ground. So I was like free. If you have what's the motivation? You see, we need to protect us, ourselves, or we protect, let Krishna deal with everything. We are not here to fight each other. We are not here to hurt anyone. If I say something's bad, I didn't hurt you, but I hurt your feeling. It's as good as hurting you. This is how they judge. I remember I said to one girl, really bad word on many times. Like, so my friend met me. I was on the road getting like 5 blocks away. So my friend met that devotee. He met this guy, big guy. And he had a big sword. He met him. He said, so my friend the devotee, we sent him and he said, what did you mean that big sword? He said, I'm going to kill that guy down there. And because I said something to his girlfriend. It was long ago. When the friend comes, sometimes he says stuff. And when he said some bad word or something, he said, I'm going to kill that guy. And because he said that, this. So my friend said, he is crazy. He come back up. Like he said to me, he's talking to each other all day. He doesn't do anything. He's crazy. He doesn't do that. He hurt each other. He doesn't hurt him. Because he's crazy. He said, okay. So he left. So then my friend came over and said, be careful what he said to you. Yeah. So my point is, you can hurt people by saying stuff. So compassion also means a different level. You hurt someone by saying something, by giving a slap or a kick, or whatever way. It's all Vaishnava Parat. All of you are the Krishnas. So if you are a devotee, Narada Muni, Yudhishthira Maharaj, they are all great devotees. Bharat Maharaj, everybody loved them because they didn't have any enemies. Because they were so, everyone could see how cute, how nice they were. Everybody loved them. Demons and devotees. They have been that level. Even though they're not, they're happy. So, compassion is a very extended compassion. It's a very universal law. It's really interesting. So he sent Hare Krishna, and then he said to people, also in a nice way. Not because you're a devotee, you can say anything to people you like. You're a devotee, you have to be extra careful for people to understand. Okay, so there's a lot of issues coming at this moment. Hare Krishna. This person here, I'm learning Hindi and English.
People outside. For us, if they speak something like bad topic, they speak to their devotees or do something. Or I never also see many of them. So how do you deal with that? Like, with other devotees?
Like I said, we just have to be nice to ourselves. There are very many love that character of being nice to yourself, to your friend, people close to you. Then you meet people who are not very nice, automatically you will be able to be nice to them. Usually say something nice to them. I remember that time in Melbourne, long ago, in Harinam, and I remember there, this guy was really, really bad for us. Chinese guy came out, and everyone being able to say, but you do a shabby. Like, then he would like to bring my face like this far away. I was thinking, what to do now? So I was looking around and people were watching it, pushing him and he would fly. But then, and everybody said, don't do that. And they saw the video, and they saw, you know, people doing. You can say someone offend you, you can try to convince them in a nice way, respectfully. If they feel then if you can't convince, run away from there. Just go away, doesn't say anything. Otherwise, for someone else to take care. If you want to get them, really get them nicely. You can't do anything about it. And if you can't do that, first thing, you try to convince, depending what level of people they are that they may accept. Best thing is to just go away. Otherwise, keep offending you and other rules. Just like you should be good. You don't need someone who is going to be offensive. Otherwise, they offend you personally. So if you talk to someone who is going to be nice, not everyone, but your expertise, you can make them nice. But if they have someone who is going to be really, just leave it. Like some kind of Christians. I remember this Sankhya story in Harinam. You know, this guy with a Christian guy with a the board saying, Jesus is the only way, bathed in the blood of Jesus, with a cat, blood coming down. And he was right in front of the Harinam. And we had like 60 people in the job arms, right? In his 80s, we're like very tough, you know, not running with us. And Mother Jesus would be in the back, not in the front, but like, you know, it's different than coming. They're all in the back, we're in the front. None of these, you know, the time was different. It's not fancy dance, it's all very simple. So, this one guy was pulling him onto the side, you know, at the back. Yeah. And this guy in front of Jesus' son. So we had to, so we let that guy go in front. So somebody went at the back, and he dealt with that guy who pulled him onto the side, because he went through the back. And then, 5 minutes later, about 50 people came, attacked us. He brought all his friends from the top. You see? So be careful. He tried to talk to that guy, and maybe he punched him or something at the back. He took him to the back. So, we have to see what is the best approach, best way to deal with people, to avoid any unnecessary way to deal with people that's going to aggravate the situation. To try to mediate the situation through Vaishnava leading. That's the best. So, compassion is a very long topic. To be nice to someone, you have to be nice to yourself, you have to be nice to people around you. So, if you know the standard of your personal service, you know how to deal with others. Definitely. Like, now I know. If you are a family man, husband, wife, children, you will know also some compassion. Because sometimes you're like, this lady, I can't do it. You know, but this kid, just nagging me so much. Control itself. Such a family. Why does he say charity means at home? Because he goes to the bed. This lady, So, you need to really control. And when we're living together, changing our life together, and someone is not doing, we go through this every day. Not just outside, inside too, because there's always a situation when we get so mad. And I get mad every day. When people come in the kitchen, while I'm cooking, saying stuff, I feel like, you know, so much, but I have to really understand myself, what I'm speaking, and practice. Not hurt anymore. So it's a very challenging Krishna conscious. Not that I desire it, I think that's it. A lot of things behind that we also need to cultivate in spiritual life. Isn't it? Any other? Nirvana process. But I'm hoping that for, but I already have everything. You have to know when to do things, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means very thoughtful. Like I put up the post on the Facebook, or I bring the Harinam every time in the Kent Temple, and immediately I get a message that people are not very nice, the devotees. So they take down the post. So it's true, we need to follow the rules, regulations of the temple, of everyone we do, whatever we do, we need to follow everything correctly. Abide by the principle, so much so that people can be criticized us. We have to be perfect. Vaishnava is a perfect person. I know that only good idea is this guy in a million folks. But we need to be so perfect that we can't find any fault in him. That's the Vaishnava. Vaishnava is, Prabhupada said, he's he who, by seeing them, that he becomes Vaishnava. That's it. So Bob was walking down the road and people saw him and that he was effulgent coming out of his body. And he says, not just a devotee. And our friend people said, oh, that Swami, that Indian gentleman, he's growing. He's growing. So we have to be growing. Like what is when people see us gone. So the problem, some people just said, I want to be just like Prabhupada. I want to be just like a guru. So everybody said to him, you rascal! How can you say that? You want to be just like Prabhupada. There's nothing wrong with that. And the Prabhupada heard it, he said, that's nice. If someone can be like me, then you can double the service. It's not offensive, but I don't think anyone can be like Prabhupada. Because he's up all night, kind of reading, and wrote so many books, never took anything for himself. He went to America, he just had to be prophet, so I'm done. And when he's like, oh, don't do that. You want to make the world like Prabhupada? Then do it. Don't snatch out the problem. Or you can already do it. You go, like Prabhupada, go to America, start sit under a tree, and make the world. That's not easy. But going to a temple and snatching that and calling for it, that's not easy. It's not that easy. Like doing yoga. Sometimes I say, can you do this for me? I will do it the easy way. So that's not the way. So if you want to do Krishna consciousness, all of this work nicely, then make it easy. Where your way, don't water it down. Follow it as it is. And you can perfect. Okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.